Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. If you're visiting Slovenia's capital, it's almost impossible to miss Ljubljana Castle. The fortifications are visible from almost anywhere in the city centre. But unlike many castles, this is no crumbling ruin. It's actually at the heart of city life, hosting everything from award-winning restaurants to a diverse collection of cultural venues. Our man in Ljubljana, Guy Delaunay, can tell us more.
When I'm making a TV report and I need a piece to camera which clearly says, I'm in Ljubljana, I know just the place to set up. It's here at the top of Novi Trg, New Square, in other words. You've got a clear view down this charming pedestrianised piazza, past the fountain, across the Ljubljanica River, to the pastel-painted buildings on the other side. And rising up on the forested hill behind, the cherry on top of this perfect picture, is Ljubljana Castle, startlingly well-preserved by day, impressively illuminated by night. It's not just a symbol of the city, it's also its most visited attraction. Getting on for 1.5 million visitors took the funicular railway to the top last year or walked along one of the several pleasantly shady paths up the hill. There, that didn't take long. Now, if like me, your idea of castles has been shaped by visits to English heritage properties, you'll be in for a surprise when you reach the summit, because this is no run-down ruin requiring a top-class imagination to picture the structure in its heyday. Instead, the impressively solid walls and towers house a cornucopia of vibrant cultural and culinary venues, and it's as popular with local residents as it is with tourists. Some of them may even have got married here. The castle is the most popular venue for civil ceremonies in Slovenia, but there's also a chapel for religious services, and as long as the weather's good, the courtyard is the perfect place for the reception. But it's also the venue for some of the festivals that take place here every year, like the ever-popular Film Under the Stars outdoor cinema in the summer. The castle also provided several venues for this year's European music business bash, Ment, and I squeezed in to watch uncategorisable British act Skinny Palembe rock the ramparts. Too sharp, too diligent, too black, too militant, too light, too assimilant, too bright, too relevant, too touchy, touchy, too apple, too matchy, matchy, we don't know you. That performance took place in a hall named in honour of Ivan Hribar. He was the mayor of Ljubljana who bought the castle for the city in 1905 and set the structure on the path to transformation. He had a vision for a lift linking the lower part of Ljubljana to the castle, which would host a museum. But he never saw his dream become reality. Instead, the castle became suboptimal housing for impoverished families until the 1960s, and it also served as a prison during both world wars. That was the castle's purpose during most of the 19th century as well, when it held everyone from Italian revolutionaries through to a Hungarian prime minister. Stretching back further, apart from a brief period of French occupation, the castle was controlled by the Habsburgs. It took shape in the 15th century, becoming an important part of efforts to repel Ottoman incursions and suppress peasant revolts. Much of that heritage is still visible today. But the castle's rebirth at the centre of city life came thanks to a major rebuilding project which started in the 1960s and stretched over the next four decades. By 2006, when Mayor Hribar's longed-for lift finally opened in the form of the funicular railway, the transformation was complete. Now residents can stroll along a promenade on Castle Hill, cunningly created from the ruins of a former fortress by Ljubljana's signature architect, Jože Plečnik. A visitor can pop into the castle vineyard before sampling the bounty of the vines in the strategically placed wine cellar nearby. And if you've worked up an appetite, there's fine dining at Strelitz restaurant or a more casual but Michelin-honoured experience at Gostilna na Gradu. There's culture to go with the cuisine, everything from a puppetry museum and theatre through to a jazz club. not to mention regular photography exhibitions and a museum revealing the gruesome details of the castle's past as a penitentiary. It's safe to say this is far beyond Mayor Hribar's more humble original idea, and all the better for the city and its people. And it very nearly didn't happen. In the middle of the last century, there were plans to demolish much of the castle and construct a parliament building on the site. Some people still consider that an architectural loss, but the castle, as it is today, is very much Ljubljana's gain.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, and our thanks to Guy Delaunay for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.